Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, welcome back. And this week, another question that I've actually recorded and just uploading the actual answer that I gave to the lady that wrote this question. And it's from a 40-year-old woman who found out that her dad is looking at porn. She was on his computer. She noticed some things. And so her question is asking me, what do I think she should do in talking to her mom? And in the episode, I get into why I don't actually think that's a good idea. So here it is. Hey, it's Craig. Got your message. And I was thinking about this. So I don't know the relationship with your dad, but from what you're saying on the email, you know, you discovered porn. He doesn't know that you discovered it. I wouldn't recommend going to your mom. Like, it's not. And let me just back up here. Your dad looked at porn. Your mom didn't do anything. And so we're dealing with grown adults. I don't know the relationship you have with your dad. I know that's often uncomfortable. But, and I don't want to say it has nothing to do with your mom, but it's now, if this was a child that was doing something and you report back to mom, yes. But I think that's a big issue here with porn. It's like we treat grown adults like they're children. And now we're going to go tell and talk to everybody but them about it. So it's just like, hey, Dad, I was on your computer because I was doing something for you and I saw some things. There's no denying it. I mean, he probably is going to try and deny it and say, oh, well, that was this or that. And I think, you know, you could come out with all these accusations. Oh, well, you've been distanced. You didn't do this. I wouldn't do any of that. I would just say, hey, Dad, I saw some things that shocked me and frightened me on your computer. I know, you know, I'm probably not the person you'd like to talk to about it, but I just want to let you know I saw it. And if there's anything I can do, let me know. I wouldn't say, hey, I'm going to go tell mom, or I'm going to go tell mom and then dad's looking at porn. And I still go back to most women don't know anything about a man's struggle with pornography other than they don't like it and they take everything on themselves about it when it has nothing to do with them. So for like you and your mom to be talking about your dad looking at porn, like it's not worth the energy or the time or any of that spent talking about this when all that's going to do is get your mom more angry at your dad. It's going to get you more bothered at your dad. And then none of you are going to even understand what he's going through at all. And so I wrote a book years ago. I'm not trying to sell you a book, but just to give you, you know, some insight. It's called Through a Man's Eyes. And it was written by a best-selling author named Shanti Feltan and myself. And it's years of research that Shanti's done on the male brain and the visual nature of men and how it's way different than anything a woman knows or understands. Now, we're not saying here's a free pass for guys to look at porn. We're saying most women don't understand and they're not wired like, their brain is not wired like a male brain. Like, this is fact. It's not just some thought that we came up with. Like, it's true. And so when a woman hears that a guy looks at porn, like, they freak out and they don't, it's not a struggle for most women that they even understand. And so I just think as uncomfortable it is, and the Bible says like, hey, go to somebody, you know, that it doesn't say, hey, go to somebody's parent or somebody's spouse if they've hurt you, or if they've sinned. And so I think this issue isn't about, it's not really even about your mom and your dad. It's about your dad dealing with something that he hasn't brought anybody else in on. And that's the issue. And so I think for your dad to know, you know, is enough for him to go, oh shit, like that's embarrassing. I didn't want that. I don't know. Is she going to tell mom or it, like it's going to provoke a conversation maybe in him? And then I would leave it up to your dad. Like if you're 40, your dad's 60 something at least, like for your dad to go, oh, I've got to do something with this now. And I don't know. Maybe he says, hey, you know what? I'd appreciate it if you don't talk to mom about this. And I'm working through it. And in due time, I'm going to talk to your mother. Like, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer from your dad. Like, it's just what your dad's going to do with this information is really up to your dad. And you might not like it. You might not agree with it. But then again, you're 40 and you're probably not the best to be involved in their relationship. And it, you found something in secrecy. He didn't confide in you in this. And so that's why I just think you'd be turning this into so much more when you go take this to your mom. And now it's just like, oh, well, that's going to hurt your relationship with your dad. The fact that, hey, why didn't she come to me? Like she went to, you know, her mom and now his spouse, your mom's going to him. I just think it creates havoc that doesn't need to be there when in anything there needs to be some sort of, I'm not just saying compassion or empathy here, but yeah, he did this. None of you and no one's going to like this, but let's talk to your dad about it. And then let's see what your dad, give your dad as a grown adult a chance to actually respond to this in the proper way. And if he doesn't, then just know, I mean, that's something that your dad's going to be fully aware of. Hey, my daughter knows this. I need to rectify this, but it might not be on your terms. It might not be instantly. I mean, this is tough stuff to like navigate. And now he doesn't want his daughter knowing, and he probably doesn't want his wife knowing about this, but I think this is going to kind of force this to kind of bring this issue to surface, which in a sense could be a good thing. But I think so many times we go around the person and we go to other people, and I just would never recommend it. And I'm not saying it's awesome what your dad is doing. I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not any of that. I'm just saying I don't think the right move is at all to talk to your mom about this. So that's what I do. I think give your dad a chance to respond in the proper way and see what happens. And if it is not what you would like, I think that's where some of that you have to let go and go, you know what? I'm 40. My parents have been married long enough that, hey, I think this is enough for him to go, oh, like I've got to do something. And you can maybe position that. Hey, you know what, Dad, I'm not going to run to mom and talk about this, but hey, I'm hurt by this. I know mom would be hurt by this. Just let me know when you come up with a plan, like how you're going to rectify this. And I think that could give him, if more people could respond like this when they find out about porn, and I'm not, I think we could get over this way easier than the mountain we kind of make it seem when we blow things out of the water. So, you know, anyways, I'm rambling here, but that's my thoughts. Hope that helps.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.